بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، firstly with regard to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah Ta'ala has commanded, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The only way to attain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only one way, and that is to follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should make an effort to learn the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have great love for the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so that Hazrat explains, as the Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that even in today's time there are those sunnahs which we cannot practice upon. For example, here we don't use camels for our transport, etc. But we should have love for that sunnah. That I wish I could be also traveling like that in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that we should have love for every sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But obviously we will learn to perform the sunnah according to our pious elders in our area. Then we will learn how to perform the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we started off with the sunnahs upon awakening. And the first sunnah when we wake up in the morning, then we should rub our hands with the soft part of our palms and rub our eyes so that the grogginess of the sleep, you just woke up, your eyes are still groggy, you might not be able to see properly. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us that rub your eyes. And ulama have taught to try, if you know, try and read the ayats, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, that what a change has taken place. Just now it was time to sleep, and I was waiting to go to bed, and Allah made it dark, everything. And now just a change, and now I want to sleep, but my sleep is not coming. So when you think of those ayats, and then a person, as we will learn the cause in Anwarus Salah, that these are what we have to achieve to get the recognition and the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. The second sunnah, when the eyes open in the morning, first thing, recite this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. That all praise is to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who has given me another life. Ahyana, Allah says, we have given you another life. Ba'dama amatana, after you are like you are dead, wa ilayhi nushur, and you are going to return to Allah Ta'ala. So a person can't have doubt that how is Allah going to bring me back to life from the qabr. Allah is showing us every day, when I put you to sleep, first of all, you don't know which second your eyes fell off to sleep. You might know what time you put your pillow or your head on the pillow, but ask anybody which time your eyes closed, do you know? Nobody knows that. Exactly the same, when Malakul Maut is going to come, and your ruh is going to, that minute you won't know. It will just come suddenly like that. And then, Qiyamah will also just come suddenly. People will just jump up from their covers. So this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I didn't sleep on my own, I didn't get up on my own. It is only the kindness of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and make shukr to Allah ta'ala that Allah made it possible for me to sleep and Allah ta'ala woke me up another day. And then we should try and make intention that now I will obey Allah's command and stay away from the disobedience. And as far as our zikr is concerned, as we explained, zikr is to get connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we can't be sleeping and making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should try and stay awake. And even if a person is feeling sleepy, then make some harkat, make some movement, and change your position of sitting, etc. Although the best position is to sit four-legged, but if that's going to make you sleep, then change your position. And pay attention when zikr is being made. Because Allah Ta'ala says, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي. I am the companion of the person who's making zikr. Imagine your best friend comes to you, and he's sitting with you, and now you're falling off to sleep. You'll say, what a friend this is. So who can be a better friend than Allah Rabbul Izzat? Allah is with us, and we're falling off to sleep, so we should make a concerted effort. And then when we start our zikr, what is the object of making zikr? That we say, دِلْ مِرَا هُو جَائِ اَكْمِدَانِ هُو. Tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. Dil mera, O Allah, my heart. It becomes now an open field. Take out everything from my heart. that I wish I get this position, I wish I get that job, I wish I get... No, take out all those things from my heart, and who should be in my heart? Tuhi tuho, tuhi tuho, tuhi tu. Only you come in my heart. Then I'll realize Allah will choose the best for me. Allah will make the best, and Allah is making the best arrangements for me. So when Allah comes in the heart, then a person won't fall into depression or anything. And this is actually the solution for all depression, for all problems. You don't need to go to any psychiatrist, psychologist. Come to the khanqa and learn how to make zikr of Allah. And then further you say, or mere tan mein, my tan, that is my body. Mein bajai aab o gil, this body Allah made from sand and water. Our great-grandfather Adam alayhi salam was made from sand and water. And then we, whatever food we eat, the sperm that is formed is also from sand and water. So we are made from sand and water. Dard-e dil ho, dard-e dil ho, dard-e dil. That, oh Allah, in this body which is just sand and water got no value. Outwardly I wear nice clothes, I think I'm very important. Or I am driving a nice car, I'm thinking, but you got no value. When will you have value? Dard-e dil. The pain of your love. In other words, Allah put your love in my heart. Love actually is painful. To get the connection and to get love, that is a bit painful. But when you get the love of Allah, then it's so enjoyable. So Allah put your dard-e dil, the pain, the pious servants have termed the love of Allah as dard-e dil, the pain of the heart. That pain is my Allah happy with me. And that pain will be in your heart till you go to qabr, that is Allah happy with me or not. So, Ya Allah, put that pain, that love of yours in my heart, that love of yours in my heart, that love of yours. And here we learn, we have to be begging Allah Ta'ala. Because when the love of Allah comes, you can be wearing ordinary clothing, like we learn in Anwarus Salah. The Sufis, they wear ordinary, simple clothes, but they are very valuable in the eyes of Allah. Otherwise, we are fooling ourselves. We're just made from sand and water. Allah, give me all of us proper understanding, inshallah. Further continue with this kitab, Anwaru Salah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah ta'ala fi al-Quran al-Majid wa al-Furqan al-Hamid. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad afla al-mu'minun allazina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. We discussed last week that this kitab is a bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Alayh. Was a very great pious personality, even made jihad and became martyred. And then this kitab was not available, these bayans were not available. Then after a while, one of the murids and one of the khalifas of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, his khalifa Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when they found these bayans and it was printed in a small booklet, they were surprised. What the kitab? What bayans? And it's rare now. Nobody knows about it. So we have to reprint this bayan, re-explain this bayan. So this is what this kitab Anwaru Salah is all about. And as we explain, Hazrat teaches us, and whatever I'm saying is not from my side, just in my broken way what we learn from Hazrat. Allah make it correct and make me, myself, and all of us understand correctly, inshallah, and let the reality come in our hearts. And in reality, when we are reading the kitab of any pious person, and first of all, in whosoever khanqa we are in, we are getting the face of that sheikh. It's not me that's reading of my, we got no face whatsoever. It's from Hazrat, and then the pious Mr. Ahmad Shaheed Sahib, his face we are getting. Then Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So this is what we have to understand. They don't think, no, Hazrat is not doing the subject, so there's no... No, we are getting the face, and that is actually why we have to do this kitab. Not that we think, oh, I'm here many years, I heard this kitab now, same thing I'm going to hear. It's not a matter of just hearing. You have to develop that reality, that what you heard, is it coming in my life? Otherwise, me, myself, I'll think, how many years I'm doing? But as we learn the causes and the bayans of Hazrat, I myself realize I'm not zero in my namaz, I'm minus in my namaz. And how much effort. So this effort, hatta yatiyaka al-yaqeen, until maut comes to you, you'll have to make this effort. And the effort is not just to know the subject matter of the kitab. The effort actually is to get the fuyuz, to get the special attention of the sheikh on your heart. And then when that kayfiyat of ihsan, when that nur of iman comes into the heart, then when you perform salah, then as we end, we learn to the end of yesterday, of the last sabak, that a person The reality of salah is actually that when you get the real reality of namaz, that namaz that is jo ba ruh, yani ba ruh or khushu khudu wali namaz hasil hota hai. In other words, that namaz that is now full of life and it is full of devotion and concentration, that is the namaz that we actually have to get. But as we learn, we first have to do the basic course. We can't think that, no, I want to get that namaz, but I still don't know how to make my wudu properly. As Hazrat teaches us, today our wudu also we don't make properly. We don't make our istinja properly. We're just rushing, splashing some water, whereas you're supposed to be rubbing your private parts, etc., washing properly also. Wudu also is not just to pass water, you have to rub the hands. Every hair of the body must be wet, the parts of the body of wudu, etc. So these realities have to come into us, then a person will understand. Now he will work to what is the reality, that very special position of namaz, where that namaz becomes life. Like a child, when it is formed in the womb of the mother, 4 months and 10 days, the mother don't even know what's happening. That Allah Ta'ala is forming that baby, from the sperm to the dirt. Then Allah Ta'ala makes it into a clot of blood, piece of flesh, etc. Then makes it into a form, and put all the bones, etc. The mother doesn't know. But 4 months and 10 days, when Allah's command comes, and this is the ruh. يَسْعَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Till today, all psychologists, they studying and studying. What is this ruh? That a person, he was busy, very vibrant person, and now he's dead. You say, what happened? His soul is gone. What is the soul? Till today, they don't know what the soul. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what is the soul? Allah said, it is the command of Allah. When Allah wants you to love, you love. When Allah wants you to die, He takes away that ruh immediately. So that is the ruh. When after 4 months and 10 days, when Allah puts life in the child, now you see the child is moving, is kicking. The mother also is feeling that now something is moving, something is happening in my life. So exactly the same. When that ruh, the reality of namaz comes into our heart, then a person, Allahu Akbar, what now he will get that enjoyment. And now you will understand, oh, what is namaz all about? First, we'll just have a body of namaz. And that also, is my body correct? My outside namaz still is not even correct. And that is why we learn the kitabs here, that we learn Beishti Zewar, etc. And we learn the virtues of salah, that first of all, the eagerness, that I must start performing my salah. And when this eagerness comes, now you'll compass salah, but you'll think I'm performing salah, but I'm still far from salah. First of all, like Hazrat is stressing, look at our outward postures. First of all, we're not even standing properly. 4 fingers face and our feet should be facing Qibla. All that is still dented. So we first have to make our outward. And that is why we first have to learn the preliminary kitabs. Basically, they were Talimul Islam, all the Masail, etc. All that have to be learned first. Then you can progress. Then you can go ahead. And then you can think of getting this salah of khushu and khudu, that is concentration and devotion. And what will be the condition of that salah, which is called ihsan? That condition of ihsan comes, which today we say tasawwuf. But actually it's the same thing that was said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hadith-e Jibra'il. That what is ihsan, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهِ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. That we have to be worshipping Allah as though we are seeing Allah. And we can't reach that level, then know that Allah is definitely seeing us. But that, it takes a whole course. First of all, we have to get our outer, and that is what we will get here in the Khanka. That is what we have come to learn here, the reality, that soul, that development of contemplation, and that must come into namaz. Otherwise, if we don't do this course, and we say, oh, we just come to the Khanka, no, it's Ramadan, let me pass here, it will be easy, my food will be available, I get sleeping and I can pass my time. No, that is why we have to be sitting for the programs. And don't think, now I'm not getting enough time for tilawat, etc. When you're sitting in a program, now your body is getting developed, and then you'll see when ruh comes in, when the soul comes into your body, that is in your spiritual body, your body of deen, then you'll be shocked. I thought I was performing namaz. I thought I was coming in a masjid. Now you'll realize I was dead. Now life just came into me. And when life still comes, now you have to grow. And you have to, spiritually also we have to grow. Physically also we have to grow. Like we need physical food, like I've explained, that we can't say I'm eating eggs every day and I don't want to eat eggs. So similarly, we can't say I heard this kitab every day, every year, now I don't want to hear it. We want to hear something new, but we haven't grown still. We are still immature. So that is why we have to learn this kitab. Otherwise we learn that Allahu Akbar. Or ghaflat wali namaz ke liye to Quran wa hadith mein sakht wa'id aayi hai. That a person who is performing a namaz of unmindfulness, that is, we're in the masjid, just my body is there. My soul is not there. I'm roaming around now on the, I'm there in the sports tent, on the World Cup, and sometimes I'm doing my banking, sometimes I'm fighting with somebody in my namaz. I'm not here. My body is just here. And for such a namaz, Allah save me, all of us, that in the Quran Kareem and the Hadith, very severe warnings have come. That a person, فَوَيْلُ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ, a person who is unmindful in his salah, then that person, he thinks he's supposed to be getting sawab, he's supposed to be in the house of Allah, but there's curse coming upon us, destruction upon us. So namaz can either take us right to Allah Ta'ala, or either namaz can be a cause of my destruction, and I think I'm performing my namaz. So very, very important that a person has to realize that first of all, I must develop this concentration and devotion. Otherwise, and for this, very, very important, as we learned in the beginning also, a cause of zikrullah. You have to do a cause. In other words, that is why you come to the mashayikh, and we think that, no, I can make my zikr, la, la ilaha illallah, everybody can make that. But that zikr of mine is also dead. I don't know how to make zikr. And a simple example our Shaykh gives, that, for example, if your sister's name is Fatima, and now you're loving with her, now how we spoil the names. One day you'll call her Fati, one day you'll call her Fatu, one day you'll call her some other name, and Fati, and this and that. But now you are ready to get married. And it so happened you got proposed to a girl whose name is Fatima. Now see the difference in that, taking that name. You go to Mufti, the Qari Sahab, please teach me how this name, Fatima, how is what we said. Say, why? Say, no, I'm proposed to Fatima. That time, am I saying it properly or not? And then you're laying on your bed, and in Tarannum, you're saying, Fatima, Fatima is fast asleep, she don't even know. Now look at the two difference. You thought you knew the name Fatima. Same thing like that, we're saying Allah, Allah, but we still don't know the name. When you come to know about Allah, so to say, when we get engaged with Allah, then see the enjoyment of zikr. Then even if you're sleepy, you won't fall off to sleep. Then you'll see how the life comes in. Allah, who's taking the name of my Allah? And so that is why, otherwise our Shaykh says and explains that a person who doesn't do the scores of zikrullah, etc., and he thinks that, no, I can do this. Many people say, what is the need for the khanqah? That you just go, that is your individual, you're making effort. You're not worried of the ummah. And many times we get a misunderstanding. People will say also that to build concentration in your namaz, read long, long nafal namaz. If you can't concentrate in a short namaz, how are you going to concentrate in a long namaz? So that is not the solution. The solution is the cause of zikr. You have to do a cause in zikrullah, in marifat of Allah, and that is by the people who know. Fas'al ya ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. You want to know about Allah. Then ask those, jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah. You come in their company, then you realize Allahu Akbar. That is why it is said that the whole world, Allah on one side, and put the Allah of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu on the other side of the scale, it will far outweigh the whole world, the whole ummah, Allah. Why? He sat in the sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He had the greatest sohbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the greatest nur of iman went into his heart. So much so that he had nisbati ittihadi, that people couldn't make out the difference between him and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes. On journey, people used to think and come make salam to him. The same price that the enemies offered for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels they offered for Sayyidina Abu Bakr. So this is the sohbat. When you come in this company, then you realize what is this namaz. Otherwise we'll be dreaming. So that is why it's so important, and this islah is farz for every individual. Like namaz is farz, islah is also farz. Each one of us, we have to make our islah, and we can't do it on our own. You have to go, even you are the best specialist in the world, you can't make your own heart attack. You now got a heart attack, and you do your own surgery. You're the best heart physician in the world, but now you'll have to go even somebody junior. But he knows, he has trained and from his elders. So we have to go, and this Allah has brought us here. We can't make enough shukr. Now we have to do this course. Otherwise our Shaykh explained so beautifully that this warnings that have come in the Quran Kareem and in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regard to that salah of unmindfulness, we will learn in front also that salah Allah Ta'ala says, I don't need it from my banda. And Allah doesn't need us to come perform salah. It is Allah's special favor. And we shouldn't think now, hey, this is something very difficult. It's not difficult. When you come to the khanka and then you come with the proper intention that I want to get this connection with Allah, I want to get this nisbat, I want to learn this ihsan and be all the time in the thoughts of Allah, but we have to go through the course. In other words, first we'll learn the masail also. Without learning the masail, how are you going to get concentration? So first learn this. Otherwise we think I'm performing namaz. But like our Shaykh explains, our Dada Shaykh says, that a person, before you come to the masjid, then you left your home, everything, nothing is itching you. You see, you come and not no itching, your nose is not itching, nothing. You just start Allahu Akbar, and now your nose is itching. And so much so, our Dada Shaykh says, I even saw people in namaz that they even digging diamonds, and then inspecting it. Is this the Kohinoor or what? So that is our unmindfulness. But because we don't know who we're going to. As we learn from our elders, what is this ihsan, in the thoughts of Allah, that when you leave your home, where I'm going? I'm going to meet Allah. Like it is said, when you go to Medina Sharif, don't say I'm going to Medina Sharif. Say I'm going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then where from the time you leave your home, your mindset will be different. You will be in durood, now you will be in reading the praises of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you think I'm going to meet my Allah, then you'll see that your istinja is properly. Then you'll see your wuzu is properly. Is my clothing properly? And then my etiquette of walking, all that will come. And then Allah Ta'ala says, such a person, and don't think it's difficult. We think now, where I'm going to achieve this? No, ad-deenu yusrun. Deen is very, very easy. But when we don't know how to do something, for example, a person just started learning how to drive. Now he doesn't know how to change the wheel. And he got the puncture. He doesn't even know where's the jack and the spare wheel. Now he's stuck on the road. He doesn't know what to do. He's hiring 5-10 people. Hey, come help me lift this car. And then he's seeing somebody got a hammer and a chisel, hit out the balls from the tires. What a mess he'll make. But when he learns how to change the tire, and even you become an old man, today you get those jacks, you put it in the lighter, where the lighter is in the car, and that jack all automatically. So even an old man was able to do it. So exactly the same. We do a lot of courses. We do computer courses, and hey, this phone, what can it do for me? First of all, when you were a child, you didn't know that phone was like a toy. And now when you learn the course, now you see what this will do. So exactly the same, learn the cause of namaz. Let them do the cause of zikr, do the cause of marifat of Allah Ta'ala in the company, and what a shaykh we have got. We can't make enough shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we sit with proper attention in all the sabbath. Then we will see Allah Ta'ala says, Quran Paak mein irshad hai, Qad aflaha al-mu'minun, Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, definitely the believers are successful. And here, aflaha is in the past tense. And this is that word Imam Raghib Asfahani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that this is the shortest word in Arabic that has so comprehensive meaning that it encompasses all types of success. Whether you're looking for success in your body, in your health, in your wealth, in your business, in your deen, which is most important, it lies in this, aflah al-mu'minun. And then it is so important, that is why Allah Ta'ala has called, Allah Ta'ala has appointed a caller to call out, hayya al-salah, come for salah. And if you think now, hey, I'm busy with the deal, my success is, you lose this customer, then I'll lose out. Oh, I'm busy studying. If I don't pass this paper, then I will lose out. Allah tells the muazzin, inform him, I'm not calling him just to turn his attention away from something important. I'm calling him for the most important thing. Al-hayya al-falah. Come to falah. You want to pass your exam, you'll pass it here when you come and learn about your namaz. When you come to the house of Allah, and when you did the cause of zikr and shagal, that is the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll understand what is the enjoyment of going for salah. and to leave everything and now just go, my Allah is calling me. Allah Akbar. Normally a person who did the cause, like the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they did that, now they in the connection with Allah ta'ala, you see early day in the masjid, before azan. And if they busy with some deeny work, and then the azan is going, already they'll just leave that one side, and they'll be rushing for salah. We azan is finished, and we're still strolling. Your friend meet you, you're still talking with him and him. So you're not, so we haven't deal with, that is why the reality is not there. So we're not concerned, we're not this. So when we do the cause, then a person will see that, like Allahu Akbar. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when they were sitting with their family, etc., laughing, talking, everything. But the moment azan went, Allahu Akbar. And where did they learn this from? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala himself says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be talking to me, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to laugh, be laughing. All the time azan went, and the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed. He's a different person now. Now he's not talking, he's just getting ready, going to the masjid. So this is what is Allah ta'ala is saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The believers are definitely successful. Who are the true believers? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who have got devotion, concentration, and devotion, and attention in their salah. These are the people that are successful. That means we have to do this course to learn what is concentration and devotion. Like it is explained, as Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala used to say, what is khashi'un? What is that a person is concentrated, he is devoted, he is attentive, he is humble in his salah. Khashi'un is from the word that allazina kana qalbu khaifuna qalban. Khaifuna qalban. Wasakinuna qaliban. That person who's now heart will be fearing, he's happy to go and meet Allah, but you worried also. Like a person who has learned and have got a brief idea who is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You looking forward to going to make ziyarat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But that person, as he's coming close to the Rosai Park, he's even shy to go right in front. That we see our elders from a distance, they used to stand at the back. We want to be right in front of the jali. They used to stand at the back and think, where can I stand in the court of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Yet they make salat, the durood, etc. So a person who just gets an idea about who Allah is, the kings of kings, you want to be there, but you worried. I won't know the proper etiquettes, etc. So your heart will be having that fear, not fear out of scaredness, fear out of worry, that I am going to stand correctly. Am I going to be doing the things properly? And then, sakinuna qalban, the qaliban. Qaliban is your body. Qalban is your heart. And that body is, that heart is in the body. Now that body will be no motionless. Now when you come into salah, you did the scores of mari, of zikr, shagal. Now you are busy with your work, etc. You are laughing. Now when you come in and say, Allahu Akbar, you actually threw the whole, both the worlds behind you. That, oh Allah, I'm not even worried of this world. Forget Jannat also. I actually want Jannat for you, oh Allah. So you throw that both worlds behind you. And that person, as our Sheikh teaches us, for me it's just words. But inshallah, we come regularly to the call and we make dua that Allah, we are weak, we can't get it. But through the barakat of our Sheikh, these majalis, oh Allah, you grant it to us. A person who got this desire and make this effort till maut, then a person will see, Allah will just, when you pass away, like Hazrat explained, this concentration and devotion, you are busy, but you did a cause, it's like you're just pressing the light switch, you see the lights come on. Now you just come in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, you'll see, now I forget about everything. And even thoughts will come, that will come in front, but you won't even pay attention to that. You'll realize I'm standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is what our Dara Shaykh in here, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained. That first of all, when you come into, when you do the course, and then you'll realize, Hazrat explained, then your wuzu also, you'll be worried. Am I doing my wuzu according to sunnah? And then you'll ask, and you'll want to learn, Mufti sahab, what is the masalas of wuzu? Then you won't say, why are we learning this masail? You'll want to know, is my wuzu properly? As Hazrat explained, one other aspect of sunnah of wuzu, which myself, we all generally unmindful. Hazrat says, go to any wuzu khana and see when a person is gargling his mouth. Do you hear any what is gargle? Gargle is the water must reach the bottom of the throat. So you must make and that water must flow at the bottom, and then you spit it out. Then you'll be safe from all throat diseases, all the phlegm, etc. will come out. Otherwise, we see now when it's flu time, in the earlier today, they'll give you all antibiotics, which is just waste of time and causing more diseases. In the earlier days, they should tell you gargle with Dettol or TCP or then gargle and see how your throat. But this is in our deen. But we are unmindful. Our nose also, we should throw water in the nose and then put our fingers and blow the nose. How many of us are doing that? So our wuzu also is still far from that. So how are we going to be getting concentration and devotion? Now when you're worried about this and you start doing the scores of the marifat of Allah, then like how a person, Allahu Akbar, a person who's going just to go to see a girl to get married, now see how he's taking his braat properly and see how he's dressing. The mother also is cracking everything. But he is standing there. So when we're going to meet Allah and we're not worried, we just go any type of clothing. It's okay if I wear Adidas. It's okay I wear or just. No, we have to be concerned. And that is why Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu farmate hai, one great sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, ke ek martaba, on one occasion, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne asman ki taraf nigaah utahi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up to the sky. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out, he looked up to the sky, he said, I was standing there. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to all the sahaba that were around, aur ye irshad farmaya, ke is waqt, ilm ke dunya se ud jane ka waqt munkashif hua. Allahu Akbar. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at this time, Allah has informed me when knowledge of deen will be lifted from this world. So that time already Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the time will come, knowledge of deen will be lifted. And what is the reality of this? Another sahabi who was there, Hazrat Ziyad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi ne arz kiya, ya Rasulallah, ilm hum se kis tarah ut jayega? So like we also got the same notion that the sahabi said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will knowledge be lifted from will be lifted away from this world? When the reality is, ہم لوگ قرآن شریف پڑھتے ہیں اور اپنی اولاد کو پڑھاتے ہیں اور وہ اسی طرح اپنی اولاد کو پڑھائیں گے اور سلسلہ چلتا رہے گا. Like we will think the same thing. How knowledge will be lifted, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We learned knowledge, then we teaching it to our children, they teaching it to their children, and this will continue. So how is the knowledge going to be lifted when today we see lot of Darul Uloom, not they weren't so many Darulums before. There weren't so many in maktabs before, so many ufas, all that before. But then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Maine tujhe se bara samajhdar khiyal karta tha. That, oh Ziyad, I regarded you as very intelligent, that you'll understand what I'm saying. But are you posing a question like that? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the reality, what this means. Don't you see, ye Yahud, wa Nasara, beat or Torah, Injil, parte parhate hai, phir kya karamad hua? The Jews, Christians, they also learned the Torah, they learned the Injil, they taught it, they learned the Bible, everything. They teach it to their children also. But what did they benefit? In other words, just the outward form of deen will be there. They will just the outward books will be there. Just the knowledge will be there. But the reality of that deen coming into my life will not be there. That reality, just the words of deen, like today, many mashayikh, our Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib also used to say, there weren't so many institutions like today. People got so, they boast, I got so many bayans of my sheikh. I got this and all the sticks that we used to put the bayans, I got so many bayans. He says, very good, you got 500 bayans. Have you got one thing of your sheikh's life in you? You don't, so that reality, like Hazrat explains, for example, every aspect of deen, take Qurbani for example. The time has come even now worse. That in the earlier days also, people used to go out and they used to buy the animals, keep it in their yard, and they used to feed it, and that spirit used to be there, like our pious elders, Allahu Akbar, one girl, Shaykhul Hind, that Mahmud al-Hasan rahmatullah alayh, that he used to have his animal the year before. This year he made Qurbani, he's got his animal for next year also. And so much he had love, he used to go madrasa, the animal used to go with him, like a small child. The animal used to sit outside the class, Hazrat used to be teaching. And when he goes back, the animal goes with him, like he's going with his father. Now can you imagine when you slaughter that animal, what will be there? And today we say, no, now in Malawi they need, they are poor people, same. They don't get meat. Let me send a check there. Now you'll send your check, you'll even ask Mufti Sahab, did I send, I made proper inquiry, they need it there. Mufti Sahab will say your Qurbani will be made. But did the essence of Qurbani come? You don't know about Qurbani, children don't know about Qurbani, etc. Similarly, like Zakat also. We actually, it is said so beautifully, Ni'mal Amir ala Babil Fakir. The best rich person is that person who goes to the poor person's house. And he goes, like one Maulana in our country, once his wife said that now I think our kitchen scheme now is quite old. Now we have to buy new units now. So we have to go and look at the bazaar and see what kind of units we have, we must get. So to teach his wife, a good, very good, also a murid of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. So he took his wife, and where he took her, she thought they're going to the mall to go and see all the kitchen schemes. He took her to her maid's house. And when he went into the maid's house, he told her whatever her name was, today we came to drink tea with you. And what did the poor maid have? Like a box, the apple box or something. That was her unit. She used to put her cups in there. She used to have a small primer stove. After that maid made little tea. Now when they were leaving, Maulana asked her, you still want to go to the bazaar and see? Say, no, we got very good. What we got, we living in a palace. People, it's exactly the same. A rich person goes to the house of a poor person and gives him what honor, like our Shaykh says today, many even relief organizations. We get so happy, we're doing a lot of work of relief, putting it on TV also, videos all the time. And what is it? You're disgracing the poor people. They must stand in a line and get a hamper. And you give them a hamper, first of all, they can't come there. They came with bus fare, 5 rand, 10 rand. Now you give them a heavy hamper, now they must carry it. How are they going to reach back home also? So actually the right thing is, try and go to the house of the poor person. Give your zakat to him. Otherwise, bisal fakir ala babil amir. Very bad is that poor person. Due to, you have forced him. That he see you loving, like we see today, we have a lot of robbery and crime. Why is it that our maids, the people who are helping us, garden people, they stay in our houses. We eating a nice meal, we don't even give them anything. They see our flashy cars, everything. Now they think, this man, he is loving a nice, he don't even think of me. So he is forced to come rob. We not giving our zakat, so that is why the crooks came to take our zakat. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is explaining. And similarly what Hajj also, and all the our other aspects of ibadat. Outwardly, Hajj also, it's just like a ritual. And we go there, we got all the luxuries, etc. And the reality of Hajj is not there. Sadly, we even saw people, after the first day finished pelting shaitan, now the next day to pelt, they're going with their knapsack, they got Bermudas on, skippers, and they're going to pelt shaitan. Allahu Akbar. So that is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that this will happen when knowledge will be lifted from this world. And today we see, and that is why, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah on one occasion, when Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah went to meet him, he was crying. And he couldn't stop crying. He says, what's wrong, Hazrat? You got a financial problem. Just he say, no. What I'm crying on, in the previous days, the students used to learn knowledge. They used to go Darulum. They used to get the information. But after that, they knew we need the current. We need the reality. Like you build a beautiful house. You got all the fixtures, fittings. You take your friend, everybody, to show the house that I'm getting married. Look at what I, all the different appliances I got. So he says, on the fan little, or on the aircon, you pray, you on the switch, he says, what's wrong? He says, no, there's still no wire. He says, so what's the good of this? So you have to come to the electrician, and he'll have to wire that thing. And he will charge you as he's charging. He'll charge you, he'll take deposit. You'll say, you never do nothing. He'll do 50%, you're paying him more. He says, still nothing. He says, you just pay, don't worry. So when we come here, we are coming to the electrician now. And the Hazrat is wiring our heart. If we sit properly, then see that student, when Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, when the student used to finish and used to go into the khanka and pay his attention and do the cause of zikrullah, then reality of deen used to come into him. Then he used to be worried that I must serve myself, or I bring deen in my life, and worry of bringing deen in the life of everybody else. So Hazrat explained that this is what is meant by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So further, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, ke shagir, one of the students of Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, After he heard this hadith from Hazrat Abu Darda, so he said, Maine dusre sahabi, Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu se jaakar kissa sunaya. He says, I heard this hadith from my sheikh, my ustad, Hazrat Ubada radiallahu. Then I met another sahabi, Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'ala. And I explained to him, this is what my sheikh said, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that knowledge will be lifted from this world. And Hazrat Ziyad now said, that how will it be lifted? We teaching our children, they teaching our children, we send our children Darul Uloom, everything. So how is it that knowledge will be lifted? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I thought you are intelligent. But don't you see, they all taught their children. They got big, big universities also. But what benefit? So today also, we see, we coming to madrasa, we coming to the Darul Uloom also. But like Hazrat explained, Allahu Akbar. One day Haji Bhai Padia rahmatullahi alayhi, he went to one jalsa, and those students graduated. And he was there on the stage, he made them out who they were. And then when after the jalsa he was leaving, he stopped at the garage there to fill petrol. Then he saw some boys, they got caps on, some of them had Bermudas. So he looked properly, then he called them, he says, weren't you all on the stage just now? Didn't you all graduate, you all got your turban and you all became ulama? He said, yes. He said, now what's this? So he got so angry because he had fikr of deen, he had wadi of the ummah, said, where is the ummah today? And that is why, Allahu Akbar. Just finish this part, then we'll explain that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu student, he said, I went to Hazrat Ubada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and I explained him this what Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu told me. So he said, what did Hazrat Ubada reply? Hazrat Ubada radiallahu said, unhone farmaya ke Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu sach kehte hain. He says, whatever Abu Darda said is true. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. And let me tell you, ab main batau ke sabse pehle kya cheez dunya se utege. And from the whole knowledge, that is from the department of knowledge of deen, must I tell you what will be the first thing that will be lifted up? What Allah Ta'ala will take away the first thing from this world? Sabse pehle namaz ka khushu ut jayega. The first thing, devotion, concentration in namaz will be lifted. So to dekhega ke bari masjid mein ek shakhs se bhi khushu se namaz padne wala na ho. You'll see the masjid will be full. Big, big masjids, full. In the earlier times, they were not masjids like that. And like our elders used to say so beautifully, jab masjidein kachi thi, to iman pakki thi. When iman was strong, the buildings were very simple. All simple, thatch roofs also, everything. We learn in the hadith how when rain used to come, the masjid of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to leak. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at that time wasn't carpet like this. So beautiful masjid, full, but no concentration and devotion. That is why Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah has mentioned so beautifully that from one simple ayat, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, it explains the whole volume that how the importance of every department of deen. Allah says, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Establish namaz for my remembrance. But myself, I see, when I'm coming for namaz, I'm unmindful. I'm talking about the scores. I'm talking about politics. I'm talking with my friend. Azan is going. No reply to Azan also. I'm entering the masjid. I don't know whether I took out my right shoe first or left shoe, which is sunnat. Then I don't know whether I entered the masjid, read the dua, nothing. I'm just rushing. And sadly, many of us, even learned people, even students, like our husband complains, myself first of all, he says, here in the Darul Uloom, you'll see when you make salam, 2, 3, 4 subs, people are late. And these are students of deen, that we got the knowledge. So what is it? That reality hasn't come. So Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah, one of our great pious elders says, in this short ayat, Allah is showing that all the departments of deen, how important is it? As Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. Allah did the greatest favor when Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us to bring reality in our life. Don't love a dead life. Don't love like Hazrat puts it today, that we love a life like a zombie. We are human beings, but we don't know how we're living. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and brought reality to people. And that is why the first work of Nabuwat was يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. Teach the children how to read Qur'an-i-Kareem. From this, the department of the maktabs, how important And the maktab in the time that was shown by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the simple way, not today we imitating the Jews and Christians in everything. In our maktabs also we stay, we sit with chairs and table, etc. Students come with knapsacks, Quran Sharif behind their back, Dini kitabs behind their back. No, the maktab was simple. And simple kitabs like Basti, Zewar, etc. But the ustaz had nur in their heart. It used to go into the children. And those children who just did maktab, they used to remember their deen. Even they didn't become alims, etc. They used to respect the ulama. So how important is the maktab? Now you need ustaz to teach in the maktab. So you need the Darul Ulum, where they will learn the Quran and Hikmah. That is the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you will learn that. And then we see in the maktabs, children in that time when the ustaz tell them, go perform namaz, etc., they perform and they do it. But when it comes holidays, they're not performing. If we as students in Darul Ulum, when it's holidays, how we missing our namaz? So what are small children? And then even when you grow up further, like today in the, we say maktab is in the Muslim school. As they growing up and going higher standard, Quran is becoming less. When they go higher, there's no Quran subject. So what can we call that? The Muslim school. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَيَاتِيَ لَنَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ إِلَّا اسْمُهُ وَلَا يَبْقَى مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ إِلَّا رَسْمُهُ. A time is going to come in my ummah, nothing will be left of Islam, just beautiful names. The name of Qurbani. And then big advertisements, Qurbani year. And today one person just told me in the Jalsa, that people say, why are you sending, you paying 2,500 for an animal? You have to give the poor. So rather, with 2,500, how lot vegetables you can buy? So that is our concept of Qurbani, to feed the poor. Qurbani is not to feed the poor. That Allah, if you worried of feeding the poor, give them every week an animal. Give them every month an animal. Qurbani is not sadqa. Qurbani is an ibadat that we have to see, am I ready to give my life for Allah? My passions, my desires. So now you need the Darul Ulum. But as we come out of Darul Ulum, we come out of the maktab, we tend to get weak. We lax in our namaz, etc. Allah, out of His kindness, made the tabligh jamaat. Mawlana Ilyas Sahab, rahmatullah alayhi, got worried. Where is the ummah getting lost? So the ummah, now you go for gush, you call people towards the masjid, and they come, bring people towards the masjid. Now when you come to the masjid, and now you learn from the mashayikh, they tell us about deen, what is the reality? Now you realize that I'm doing actions, but my actions are dead, I need life. Now you come to the khanka. The khanka is that place now where life will come into you. So this is how all these departments are important. And we should, in fact, complement one another. Don't think I'm doing our only deen. I'm in a khanka. These people don't know. And the jamaat people shouldn't think that what you're doing in a khanka, wasting your time. And don't think that, oh, the maktab ustaz, what they? They are putting the foundation. And all these departments, you make dua for one another. You help one another. Then see the benefit that will come in the ummah. So Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jo Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke razdar kehlate hai, wo bhi farmate hai, iske sabse pehle namaz ka khushu ut jayega. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, ashabi that used to keep the secrets of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, the first thing that will be lifted as far as knowledge is concerned, khushu, concentration and devotion is also something to be learned. So that knowledge we will have, but the reality of it won't be there. We can give a big bayan like myself. We're talking a lot about khushu and khuzu. But when I start my namaz now, I won't be concentrating. I'll be in another world. So Allah Ta'ala save us. That is why we come here. And just sitting in the company of the friends of Allah. Yag zamana ba sohbati awliya. Better as sat sala ibadat bariya. One moment in the company of the friend of Allah, and here our Shaykh, and here the kitab of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali, Sufi Iqbal, who come, we are sitting actually in their company. One moment in the company of a pious person is better than 100 years of ikhlas ibadat. Why? That 1 minute you said something and it will make your life, but you don't know which minute it is. So all the time you're sitting is so beneficial. So we shouldn't think that, no, we're just sitting for programs. We should realize, yeah, our treatment is being made. And Samal Ali, Hazrat Ali Rajnallahu se kisi ne pucha ke khushu kya cheez hai, farmaya ke, farmaya ke, kya haal hai? Kya haal hai? Qurratu aini fis salah. فرمایا کہ خشوع دل میں ہوتا ہے. حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, somebody asked him, what is the concentration and devotion? He said, that is in the heart. That condition will be in the heart, that you know now where I am in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us understanding and give us tawfiq to build this reality.